A close look at pesticides, David Sparks, Ag Information Network of the West. Susan Allen, who does a lot of research for our aginfo.net team, pointed me in the direction of the Genetic Literacy Project, which put out a 6-part information series on the current state of pesticides. But before we get to that, listen to Sharon Salvaggio from Northwest Center for Alternatives to Pesticides.
People who have found that they can manage their land using alternative approaches. We all want pure water, and sometimes people, we understand, don't have an alternative. So when that's the case, using best management practices or simple actions like planting trees on the edges of streams or using grass filter strips on the edges of fields, preventing drift by using drift reduction approaches, those can have a powerful impact on water quality.
Well, the Genetic Literacy Project claims many arguments made in the media are oversimplified compared to the real challenge of producing food in the most healthy and efficient way possible. It's easy to call organic good and conventional bad, but that's not accurate and not the best way to improve farming practices going forward. Many changes and improvements in pesticides and farming practices have been made over the last few decades, but to continue improving, we need to evaluate each pesticide, technology, and farming practice individually and constantly compare them with alternatives. David Sparks, Ag Information Network of the West.